This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Susan Smith. Remember her? This is, how far back does this go? This is, how far, what year was this, Stacey? 1994?
Yes, I was trying to remember. I had just, I'm going to age myself here. I had just graduated college.
Yeah, I won't tell you what I was doing. I was 94, I think sixth grade. I think right around
just
sixth.
Just a wee tot.
I was a wee tot. I remember going to Mackinac Island for the first time that the summer of 94 in Michigan. And, or was that 93? It was a time like, okay, so to put it in perspective for everyone, The Bodyguard was a brand new movie. Mariah Carey's Daydream was a number one single, and VH1 was doing Mariah versus Whitney all the time that summer. There's a lot of people who may remember that and going, oh my God, I remembered that. Yeah. David Smith is who we're going to talk about. David Smith was the husband of Susan Smith. And if you're like, who's Susan Smith now that we've talked about Whitney and Mariah? Well, Susan Smith is the one who admitted to drowning her two sons in 1994. Back when that was a standout thing, when it was really rare for mothers to kill their children, as it doesn't seem to be today, as we hear it every other week, describing her apology as emotionless and detached. That's what he's saying in a new interview. Susan initially claimed a black man had carjacked her vehicle with her children inside, but later confessed to deliberately letting the car roll into a lake. Literally, you know, like if you're on a lake and there's the, it was pretty much like a boat launch, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep.
And if you're familiar with that, yeah, you put the car, it's an important thing. If you're putting a boat in, you got to make sure that that thing is in the right gear. Otherwise your car will go into the lake as well. It wasn't an issue here because it wasn't like it was an accident. Authorities determined that Susan Smith had killed her sons because she was dating a man who did not want children. You know, like borderlines do. Susan was convicted of two counts of murder and sentenced to life in prison with her parole denied in November of 24. Good. After 30 years behind bars. We talked about this a bit back in November, mm-hmm. did we not?
Yeah, we sure did.
I don't think we did any follow-up on it, so I think this is the first time I'm learning that it was denied. So, good. Despite forgiving Susan, David Smith remains firm that she has never truly shown remorse and does not believe that she should ever be released. David Smith recalls Susan Smith's chilling confession, saying, "She just said, I'm sorry." Let's take a look at that confession, which is also, this is in a new episode of Dateline that's about to premiere. Let's take a look.
She just casually, like you and I sitting here, said, "I'm sorry." And that was about as far as it went. Me, Craig, I would have been around her ankles begging her to forgive me if I had done what she did.
That was it?
That was it. That was it.
Did she ask you to do anything during that conversation? Did she ask for you to testify on her behalf? Did she ask?
No, she didn't even ask for my forgiveness.
Did you ask her why?
Yes, I did ask her. Why did you do this? Why? And she said, "I don't know why, but I'm sorry."
I'm not a psychologist. I'm not her doctor. I have no idea what exactly she's been diagnosed with. I'm going to go with borderline personality disorder. That's what it kind of sounds like. Yeah, there's just a complete disconnect.
Yeah, I mean, these are her kids. You know, it's. I don't want to say that it would ever be okay to snuff out the life of anybody else, but you would think there would be an amped up level of intensity and remorse because it was your own children. And she had none of that. So something is missing in her brain. Something isn't there.
Those children didn't mean any more to her than a antique set of salt and pepper shakers.
Right.
That's really
she was tossing aside.
That's really how that brain works. And I'm people can argue with me if you want. I don't give a shit. I have personal experience in this too. Not myself, but others. And that's really how it works when you try to understand it. It's there isn't the weight, there isn't the correct weight put on things that there should be. And it's the only way you can try and understand that way of thinking, because there's no other way that works, because it doesn't make any sense. A healthy person does not think that way. A healthy brain does not think that way. Some people have that brain, though. And that's what we have to understand if we're going to try and understand Susan Smith. Again, it does not discount anything. It does not excuse anything. When you're going, how could she do that? Because in her mind, again, they're good, just as good as China. Like, oh, shoot, we broke that plate. Oh, shoot, my kids went into the lake. Does my boyfriend like me better that the kids are gone now? I think I did what was right. Something's wrong. Something's very, very wrong. That's the only way to explain it. Susan Smith's ex-husband, David Smith, vividly remembers the moment she admitted to killing their two young sons in 1994, speaking with NBC's Craig Melvin. For an upcoming Dateline episode, David reflected on the cold nature of her confession. I'm curious, Stacey, is this airing on the 14th of February? Do we know?
It is airing on Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day.
You and your special someone want to hang out on the couch and watch about a cold-hearted killer.
Yeah. Mwah. This is a great way to do it. Granted, you're hearing this after Valentine's Day for a lot of listeners, unless you're a premium where you're getting this in advance and just happen to be prioritizing listening to our program before going out for your Valentine's Day dinner, which bravo to you if you are. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. You may be listening to this after you even watched the program. But what a Valentine's Day that would be. For David, the lack of emotion in her words has lingered now for 3 decades. I asked her, why did you do this? Why? And she said, I don't know, but I'm sorry. The case, which shocked the nation, began October 25th of 1994 when Susan, then 23, told authorities that a black man had carjacked her vehicle with her two sons, Michael, 3, and Alex, 14. Alex would be older than me today if he were alive, because I would have been, I don't know, what, 11-ish around that area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 94, 12, I would have been 12. I'd been my daughter's age at that time. Inside, she pleaded on national television for the safe return, igniting a massive search effort. 9 days later, her story fell apart. Susan ultimately admitted that there was no carjacker. Instead, she let her car roll into the lake in Union, South Carolina, with her children still strapped into their car seats. Investigators determined that Susan's motive stemmed from the relationship with a man who did not want children. But she wanted that man! And nothing stops a borderline from what they're going after. The case captivated the world and landed on the cover of People magazine. Susan was convicted of 2 counts of murder and sentenced to life in prison. 3 decades later, Susan remains incarcerated in the Latah Correctional Institution in Greenwood, South Carolina. In November of 24, she was denied that parole after serving 30 years. Thank God. I know that what I did was horrible, Susan told the parole board, according to CNN. I am a Christian. Oh, fuck you. I don't care. And you know what? I hope God doesn't either. I hope God says, that's nice. Good try. There's some flames down there for you, Susan. Let me light the fire for you, bitch. Oof. And God's a big part of my life. Is he? Light the fire for you, bitch. And I know he has forgiven me. Light the fire for you, bitch. Totally. He hasn't.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. No.
No, I get it. It's hard for me to hear somebody has done something so horrific, and accepting God into your life somehow changes that.
The fact that she's injecting that God has forgiven her just tells me just the narcissism that she still lives under, and borderlines have a good chunk of narcissism in them. Where they will tell themselves, they'll convince themselves, like, when this doesn't work, let's go to religion, let's go to this, let's go to drugs, let's go to alcohol, religion, alcohol, drugs. I mean, just, it goes in circles, sex, whatever it may be, to fill that part of them that is missing. And they believe it to such an extent. And right now she's on God. And I just ask that you show the same kind of mercy to me as well. Oh, come on. There we go.
But what about the mercy for those two innocent kids who didn't do anything and died a horrific death?
There should be
14-month-year-old.
There should be no mercy, Susan. There really isn't. You killed your kids on purpose. And you didn't know why, because you had a boyfriend. And just throw yourself off a fucking bridge.
I mean, the thing is, she could have said to her ex-husband at the time, I give you full custody of the kids. Unusual for a woman to do, but not unheard of.
Not unheard of.
It happens.
It happens.
And just say, you know what? I want to date this man, and this is where I want my life to go, and you can judge me all you want, but this is what I want.
It's a much better plan. Much better plan than drowning them in a lake.
Well, make no mistake about it. She would have been judged for that. You know, a horrible mom. She gave up her kids so that she could be with this man.
Hmm.
I've seen it done.
Where? Where are you talking about? Have you seen this done?
We'll be seeing that trial next month.
Well, no, I'm talking about my own life, actually.
Oh, I was talking about Daybell.
I'm talking about, I've seen this done where, thank God, there wasn't a lake involved and the person just said, I'm going to go over here and not be a parent anymore.
I do have respect for somebody who says, this is my plan. I really don't care if you agree with it or not. As shitty as it is, this is what I need to do. I'm going to go do it.
Sometimes it's for the best if that you know that the person is that broken and you know that there's no coming back and there's no saving them. And that's where, as a parent on that end, you have to say, this really is for the best. You know, I'm not going to live the rest of my life worrying you're going to, you know, drown them in a lake or do whatever crazy shit may come across your mind. Go ahead. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
From experience. David, however, made it clear before the hearing that he did not support her release. I don't think she will ever be rehabilitated, he said on the Today Show. I think she's never been really sorry for what she did. Looking back, David wishes the jury has sentenced Susan to death instead of life in prison. For myself, yes, because I wouldn't have to be dealing with what's coming up now, he told Dateline. I know that they said she has had a tough life growing up. Oh, they all have. And I've never tried to make light of that, but you don't kill your children for what happened to you. I want an eye for an eye, but the jury saw different. Despite his anger, David has found a way to forgive Susan. You can, that's what I've learned too. You can forgive, but you don't have to, that's the word I'm looking for. I always
forget.
Not forget, reconcile it. You don't have to reconcile it with them. You can forgive for your own self, but you don't have to go and reconcile it with them and like somehow give them the benefit of that. You can still go, you're a horrible human being. But I can myself forgive it because I can't live, with that anger, with that resentment, with that, because you can't understand it. I mean, you can, but you can't if you're not that type of person. So I get it. Despite his anger, like I said, he has found a way to forgive Susan. Speaking with Court TV in September of 24, he explained that his faith has led him to that decision. Yes, I've forgiven her, but again, that goes to my faith in God, and that's the way I was raised, that we have to forgive. I came to it without even faith. I'd say you come to it with just being a human being, but it sure doesn't take away the act of what she did. It doesn't make it any less. It doesn't make it any easier, but I have forgiven her for what she did. David's pain, however, remains as sharp as ever. His two sons, Michael and Alex, would now be adults, lives stolen by the mother who was supposed to protect them.
Ouch.
Yeah. So
just not a lot to say about it. It was horrific at the time. I really hated how she threw people of color into the mix, that a black man had carjacked her vehicle, when really the evil person who did this was her.
What was the one where we recently saw where someone claimed there was, it was two Hispanic women who carjacked something? What was that case?
Oh,
and it was her.
The crazy lady who like abused herself so it looked like she was tortured. Oh,
perfect wife.
That was out west somewhere, out in western United States, I think. She said she had been kidnapped.
Yeah, the doc is called Perfect Wife. I can picture her. She's got the blonde hair. I mean, she's a very she's a very attractive woman, and she just pretty much used that, and she's free now.
Hang on, I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, please pull it up. Sherry Papini. Yep. Yep. That's it.
Yeah. That was fucked up too.
Again, someone very likely on that same scale, which I would not be all that shocked and surprised if something of this nature came up in her life at some point in time yet. I don't know that we've seen the last of her now that she is free. I hope to God we have. But judging by her behavior out, people like this just don't change. They don't. It's in them. It's there. It is what it is. It's, you know, yeah. Have mercy on the soul of anybody who ever goes out with Papini or has a relationship with Susan. Because Susan Smith, hasn't she like seduced guards and things of that nature? Hasn't that been part of the story along the last 30 years?
Yeah, she's been having little conjugal visits in you know, with the security guards. Like you do.
Like you do.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists, all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.